You will hear an interview with a girl called Lacey Anderson, who writes a blog about the weather.
Here with us is Lacey Anderson, who writes a blog about the weather. Lacey, why did you decide to blog?
We have extreme weather in this region. Storms, tornadoes, floods. And though there are articles and photos of events online, including some of mine, there was a lack of useful information. That's what made my mind up about it. I had to share facts. I used to think being a TV weather forecaster would be great. I'm not as interested in TV reporting now, though.
Your blog has lots of followers.
Yeah, the social media sites are linked to it, so it's easy for people to access. There's a page where they can contact me to find out about what's going to happen and whether they'll be affected. I always reply, and I know they find that helpful.
So what does your blog contain, and what do readers say about it?
Basic information about what to do and what not to do in extreme weather conditions. I didn't expect so many people to follow the recommendations. I'd like to do other things on my blog, like get people to leave comments about how they dealt with recent weather events to help other readers in similar situations.
Isn't your local weather centre helping you?
Yes, they provide their own forecasts to me for free, which I use for my blog. Previously, I found out what was happening from the radio, TV, or forecast sites and included details on my blog. But it used to take ages. I've always liked finding and uploading pictures and maps, so I don't need theirs, but I'm grateful for their help.
Your parents help with your blog. Why?
They're volunteer firefighters who help out when there are bushfires. One big one started recently because it had been so hot in the area and the grass was dry, and someone had a barbecue in the woods which started it. My parents knew then that they wanted to help, so they wrote a post for me about how to prevent this kind of thing happening when the weather gets hot in summer.
Have local organisations been helpful?
Yes. Our local newspaper publishes great stuff about the blog. It sells lots of copies, so people get to know about my work. A local outdoor shop pays to advertise on my site. They sell equipment and clothing for extreme conditions. My school supports what I do, but I can't update the blog during classes, so I do it during breaks.
Thanks, Lacey.